Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. Joining me today is Jody Beloga and Katie Chesnek. I'm so sorry, Katie. I was like, I'm going to nail this last name. Now, good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in today. You guys are coming to us from Family-Centered Services of Connecticut. And it may be an unfamiliar name to a lot of people, but it shouldn't be. You guys do a lot of really, really amazing work. And you work with families based on the fact that all people and all families have strength, and this is your core principle. It's empowerment-based family support model. It's currently being taught in Connecticut, and you're helping people achieve healthy self-reliance and interdependence in their communities. And that's a mouthful, so we're going to break it down and explain to people your mission, your vision, your values, your programs, everything that you guys have going on. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Now, first of all, you guys are out of New Haven, and I just let's explain to people who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. We are, like you said, we're out of New Haven. We serve the greater New Haven area, so parts of the shoreline, the valley, and our services are completely free and home-based.
Okay.
So I think that's really one of the things that sets us apart from other agencies is that our services are home-based. So we will go into people's homes that might not necessarily otherwise get services because they lack transportation or they don't have a babysitter. So we will kind of remove that barrier to services and go to their house.
This is a we come to you. Now, these services are there's a really wide range of things that are going on that you guys are helping the community with. I'm not even sure where to start with. But you've got home-based developmental screening and parenting education for first-time parents, and this is the Nurturing Families Network.
Yes,
and
yes.
What's that about?
So they actually go in, like you said, to new parents, and they stay actually for the first 5 years of the child's life.
Wow.
I know. So it's a super long-term program. Again, home-based. And they go and they help with making sure the parents know about developmental milestones, helping them with basic needs, all that kind of stuff.
So I have to tell you, they don't really give you an instruction manual when you have a baby. And I know that's not a shocker to people who are parents out there, but do you remember how lost you felt? Like, I remember my son was in the NICU for 14 days. So I was like, oh, honey, they're never going to let us take him home. I can't believe they don't think we're going to be good parents. They're never going to let us take him home. And then they're like, oh, he can go home today. And I'm like, I can't believe they're going to make us take him home. How, like, what do we, like, and you bring your baby in the house in the carrier and you're like,
what do I do?
What do I do now? My cats are sniffing the baby. I'm not sure. Yeah. How do we proceed from here? Like, do I just, so this is like an amazing gift for you to give families. And if somebody's out there in the New Haven area and is interested in something like this, how do they know that you even exist? Like,
well,
where do they get in touch with you?
Jody comes in as our development officer.
Yeah, so they can get in touch with us through our website, which is familyct.org, or they can call us directly, 203-624-2600. On our website, there's a whole list of all of our programs that someone could look at and be able to see, like, what's for me? What am I looking for?
Yeah, because, you know, you start with the new baby coming home, but you've got a teen outreach program. You've got parenting support services, which I might look into, actually, because it really, these are simple and practical strategies that are helping you confidently manage your children's behavior. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes what you think is going to happen and work right doesn't, there's no one solve solution for every kid and how they manage.
Yeah, absolutely. And the goal of our agency is really, we work with families to make sure that they're safe and nurturing places where kids can succeed. And so the goal of our programs is to treat and prevent child abuse. So all of our programs are centered around families and children in some way. So whether that's if a family is struggling with substance abuse or experiencing domestic violence, really, anything that might be going on in their family, we can hopefully try to connect with them and help them however they are needing help.
Now, I'm just scratching the surface of these, but really, you have five positive parenting principles for the parent support services group, because again, you come home with a baby, you think you've got it figured out, you get to toddlers, and then you've got a four-year-old who is a tornado through your house. and you're like, timeout doesn't work. I'm not sure what to do next. And this is creating a great environment for kids, a positive learning environment from you that's all going to be evidence-based parental curriculum. So we've got proof on why this is going to work, how to use assertive discipline and having realistic expectations of your kids, and then making sure that you take time to take care of yourself as a parent. This is an amazing, like, seriously, can you sign me up now? And you've got a really great success rate on the program. 79% of parents who do the support services reported a decrease in child behavior problems. So if you're out there right now listening and you're like, oh, Mary, did you know that my son's a lunatic just like yours and I can't figure out what to do next? This is a great opportunity for you to improve your disciplinary style. And this decreases depression, anxiety, and stress in the family unit as a whole. And couldn't we all use a little bit more of that?
Absolutely. Certainly could.
And then this is just program two. I mean, I could really laundry list through these. You guys have some amazing stuff. Building stronger families. And then, Katie, you work in the, it's called IPV Fair.
Yes.
And this is the Intimate Partner Violence Family Assessment Intervention Response.
Super long name.
Yeah, so we'll call it IPV Fair from this point on. This is really an important service because it's like everyone's afraid to talk about it.
Absolutely.
There's like a code of silence that goes hand in hand with partner violence or family violence in general. And sometimes you don't even know that it's happening. It could be your neighbor. And this is a great opportunity for people to learn more about this program that you guys offer. Because the statistics are staggering. 5.8 million victimizations of women by their intimate partners. This is someone you know, love, and trusted. And this is happening right here in the United States. Every single year, a woman is assaulted in the U.S. every 9 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. It's
so take that one scary. And just let that one marinate for for a second. Mm-hmm. And then think about the kids that are living in households where this is happening and how that affects them long term, short term, long term, middle term, just affects them in general.
Yep. And then just to bring it more to a local level in Connecticut, actually, the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence reported that there's approximately 20,000 family violence incidents annually, resulting in at least one arrest in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So that's pretty wild when you think about it.
So when you're thinking, not me, not in ours, not here, no, yes, it is happening. And we don't talk about it.
And that's what we're really trying to do with this program and also our agency and our upcoming events that Jody will talk more about in October is really trying to shine a light on that, right? So we think that it's not something that should be talked about just behind closed doors. It should be talked about in the broader sense in order to kind of minimize some of these negative effects that people are experiencing.
And it's not just women either. It's men too. And that's something that we really don't touch on as well. We always think in a domestic violence situation, it's the man, you know, being the aggressor. And that's not always the case.
No.
So this program is not just for women. It's for anyone who is
Absolutely.
In the midst of something like this. And it's really a program that if you're listening right now and something's going on in your world and you don't talk about it, this is a great opportunity for you. Like, this, here's your sign right now.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
So please reach out to us.
And that's familyct.org. And, we're talking about all these programs that you guys offer, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how do you pay for all of this stuff? This is, you need fundraisers, right?
Right.
We do.
So, like I said, all of our services are free and home-based, we are funded primarily by state grants, but we do look to the community to help. So,
well, let's think about what's going on with our state anyway. Mm-hmm. So state grants, we're in a little bit of a gray area right now with the fact that our budgets are so kerfluffled. That's the word I'm going to stick with,
I
too.
I think that's the official term.
Yeah, so the state budgets are in a little bit of a kerfluffle, so we need to make sure that you get the funding so that we can continue all the great work that Family-Centered Services of Connecticut provide. So we need money. We got to raise money for you guys. And that starts with your Walk Against Domestic Violence, and this is the eighth year of it.
Yes. This is our eighth annual Walk Against Domestic Violence. It's taking place on October 13th this year. We partner with some local businesses that are generous, and they donate raffle prizes to us.
Great.
So we have our walk. It's about 1.5 miles throughout the East Rock area of New
Pretty.
Haven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a nice walk. We keep our fingers crossed for nice weather, but yeah. It's rain even or shine.
If it's a little cold, just bundle up. It'll be fine.
Exactly. After the walk, we have raffles, so people can buy raffle tickets. We have refreshments. This year, Ashley's Ice Cream is donating ice cream for us. So we're going to have Ashley's and
sandwiches. We have kids' activities, right? We have face painting for the kids. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to do games this year, right?
Yep, we've got some games. And so it's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
So Saturday, October 13th, is the Rain or Shine Day. And that is happening at 10 a.m. at 285 Nichols Street, New Haven, Connecticut. And you can come show your support and help shine a light, like you said, on domestic violence awareness and prevention. And there's lots of stuff for the kids to do, too. So you're all invited to this free event, and there's going to be, like they said, raffle prizes, giveaways, music, and refreshments, and you get a t-shirt if you make a $15 donation, and all this money goes back to help Family CT, you know, make programs like some of the ones that we talked about happen, and it's a great opportunity to just get the family together and get outside of the house before we get stuck inside for the winter. All the snow's coming, you know. Winter is coming. We don't have to watch Game of Thrones to know winter's coming. It's on its way. So let's take an opportunity to get a great Saturday in October and get the family together. Who do you have for music? What's going on there?
So we're going to have we got some fancy new speakers, nothing like what you guys have here. Yeah.
Come on.
We're definitely beginners, but we're going to be just having kind of music connected, maybe playing some late 100.
Maybe a limbo contest, perhaps. I'm sure it'll be super fun. And that's a great fundraising opportunity for you guys. But you also have something pretty cool, and that's the Purple Purse Fundraising Challenge as well. And that is going to be drawn on October 31st, so a Halloween giveaway on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super exciting this year, and that's all Jody, as our development officer, has brought that to us new this year.
What's the Purple Purse? What does that mean?
So the Purple Purse Challenge is a nationwide fundraising competition that is being sponsored by the Allstate Foundation. So they are putting forward, I think it's $265,000 up for grabs. So it's a friendly fundraising competition. We're competing against about 300 other nonprofits nationwide.
Okay.
And it's, you know, whatever money is raised through this specific link, it has to be through the website to count towards this challenge. All that money, of course, is fundraised for our agency. And in addition to that, there are these prizes along the way. So nonprofits who raise the most this specific week get a $5,000 prize, and then we're competing ultimately for the grand prize, which is a $100,000 donation from the Allstate Foundation.
And that's pretty cool. And I have that crowdrise.com link for you guys that goes directly and gives you the credit. So if you're looking to help out a really great organization right here in Connecticut, and your donation can get them a bigger donation, come on, let's make this happen. So I'll make sure that I won't make you write it down while you're driving in the car either. So don't worry about it. You can go to WRCH.com later on this morning, and I will have that link up so people can click through and donate directly if you can't happen to make it to the walk either. But or do both. Let's be honest.
Do both.
We'll take everything we can get. Because, like I said, there's lots of great programs going on that are important. And they're important to help maintaining a healthy community. And that all starts right at the home, you know? Mm-hmm. Parents learning how to be great parents, or, you know, learning things that you don't even know about parenting. And then teen outreach programs. These are school-based programs that are helping prevent risk factors. Mm-hmm. So before kids even get out of school, you guys handle that? I mean, when I say that they're covering across the board, Family-Centered Services of Connecticut is really covering across the board, from before you become parents to when you have babies at home to whether you have disciplinary things going on, and building the proper education on how to discipline and have effective discipline with your kids, to teen outreach programs, to partner violence, to recovery, you know, family-based recovery, which, let's be honest, that is something we don't have out in the open, and people don't talk about either, because it's all little secrets that we keep, and it doesn't have to be. You're not alone. I guarantee anyone out there listening knows somebody,
right?
Absolutely,
who has addiction in their family, And it's not something that we should be hiding.
And you're absolutely right that that's not really talked about. There's that stigma. There's those feelings of shame and worry, maybe even worry that someone's children are going to be taken away. Mm-hmm. So what we aim to do is we try to make it safe for people to acknowledge their challenges and get the help that they need.
And the tools.
And the tools, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and that's partially, like Katie said earlier, why the theme of our walk this year is Shine a Light, because we want to illuminate those issues and we want to speak out against things like domestic violence and take a stand because, you know, we have to speak out against it.
If you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Jody Beloga and Katie Chesanek. Yeah, nailed it. Family Centered Services of Connecticut. We're talking about all the great programs that they have to offer. And the funding that they need to make them all happen, because these are all free services that happen off your site. You go to people's homes mm-hmm. with these programs, and you're giving support to our community that is amazing. But we need to get you money so you can keep making them happen. So they're having their 8th annual Walk Against Domestic Violence, and that is happening on Saturday, October 13th, rain or shine, 285 Nichols Street in New Haven. And don't forget, the Purple Purse Challenge is happening right now. And for every $100 donated by a single donor to the website, I'm going to link to WRCH.com, the donor is going to earn a raffle prize. So you donate $100, you're going to earn a raffle prize, and you'll be entered to win a Purple Purse designed by tennis champion and Purple Purse ambassador Serena Williams. She hasn't been in the news in a while, huh?
Right.
We haven't heard anything about
She's
her.
She's busy Not on the Purple Purse.
She's been so busy on Purple Purse, we haven't heard a thing about her. I love her to death. And she is a strong representative of motherhood and tennis and women and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, she is everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great, a great person to be the ambassador for the Purple Purse, because, like you said, she's a strong, powerful woman that is a great role model for other women and for girls. So we're happy to be partnering with her this year. And the Purple Purse is the actual purse that we get to raffle off is beautiful. I think it's about a $400 value.
Wow.
So, it's beautiful, and it's designed by her. Unfortunately, there's no pictures of it yet.
She's a fashionista. Let's think about her outfits and that tutu
right?
She was rocking. It's good.
It hasn't been unveiled yet.
Oh, so you guys haven't even seen it.
We have not yet. When are we going to see it?
I think we're going to see it. Well, it gets shipped out to us the beginning of October, end of November. Beginning of October.
Okay.
It'll get shipped out to us. So.
And the grand prize for that is going to be drawn on Halloween. So you do have the rest of October to get yourself the donations in to earn the raffle prizes for that as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be just you donating the $100 on your own. So get together on a Friday. Wear purple on Friday for work. Everybody kick in $5. You can wear purple and jeans to work. And then take that $100 and donate it. And then do that every week, every Friday for the next couple weeks. Yes. Everybody wears jeans on Fridays. It's a nice, easy way. And then you can do a raffle within the raffle.
I love that.
You see?
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Perfect.
See, awesome just wear jeans on Friday. Your boss is going to let you slide for the day.
Tell your boss we said it's okay.
Yeah. I'll write you a note. Just email me and I'll write you a note. It'll be fine. Signed Mary from Light 100.5. That's all you need for things,
that's
right?
That's it. Yeah.
And you get that $100 every week. Get yourself entered to win this Purple Purse designed by tennis champion and Purple Purse Ambassador Serena Williams. Let's talk more about some of the other great programs that you guys have. We talked a little bit about family-based recovery, and that's where you can go in and help someone who is dealing with addiction and get better outcomes for them.
Yeah, so that program is a little different than traditional programs, I would say, because we do go into the home. So we provide you that service right in your house.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep you together as a family and make it really, you know, easier for you to get the help that you need.
Yeah, just make it an assistance. So this is psychotherapy, substance abuse treatment, attachment-based parenting, child therapy, mm-hmm. because the kids, you know, they see everything that's going on and they know and they're affected by this more than we know. So this is an opportunity to make sure everybody in the family unit
right.
gets treatment. It's not just the person with the
so
addiction.
That's pretty cool because that is different than most
it's very different
addiction programs you see.
And this is developed by the Yale Child Study Center, Johns Hopkins University, and the Connecticut Department of Children and Families. These people really have thought this out and figured out how to make something that's going to work and mm-hmm. work right.
Yes.
So This is going to promote stability and safety and permanence for family, because we don't want families torn up, but we want families to be better.
Right, and that's the goal.
And then there's other great things
going. Caregiver support.
That's exactly what I was going to next. Did you know this is really important, because sometimes kids don't stay with the original family unit, and sometimes I know firsthand from within my own family of people being raised by grandparents and aunts and uncles, and it doesn't always have to be the foster system. Sometimes it's within your own family, someone who's going to take on and the kinship caregiver, and their needs differ from a traditional foster family, but
Absolutely. They're
often called on when there's a crisis situation.
Yeah,
right.
And
so,
kids need help.
Right. In the past couple of years, DCF has actually started to not place kids in traditional foster homes and really only with families.
Mm-hmm.
So our agency has kind of kept with the times in that, making sure that there's a program for those families who have children in their care. We do have a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren.
People who thought they were going to be retiring.
Yeah.
You know, and then families come in, but what else do you do? This is the best, you know, family first.
Mm-hmm.
But you take on a dual role at that point.
And
it used
so
to be
hard.
Grandma, come over and go to grandma's house and I'll give you candy. We can watch a movie. You stay up late and then I give you back to mom and dad. That's not it anymore. You're a dual role. You're now a foster parent as well as a grandma, a grandpa, an aunt, or a cousin. And that really can complicate a family dynamic.
Yes, absolutely. And especially, as you said, for someone who, you know, was planning on retiring, someone who's the grandparent, now they're faced with going into schools with all that. They haven't been.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
A long time. So that's what the caregiver support team does.
And this is to really child development education. This is support systems for encouraging the people who are taking on the responsibility of children to encourage co-parenting with the birth parent as well. And it provides a therapeutic support surrounding grief and loss, too, because sometimes it's not always a situation of a parent that is addicted to drugs or is just unfit. Sometimes it's a parent has passed away. And so you have to identify ways to help the caregiver stress and then make sure that we're dealing with all the ins and outs of the psychology of it.
Yes. Yep. So they're really great.
That's really a really great program. And again, I have to mention, if you guys are listening and you're like, I feel like she's talking to me right now, these are services that are of interest to me. You can go right online and go to familyct.org. Family Centered Services of Connecticut has a great website, and you're going to get all the information. Just click on programs and you'll see there's 4, 8, 12 programs listed right here. And if you're not sure which program's right for you, you hit the click now, click here. If you're not sure what's going on, and just leave your name and email. And if you're uncomfortable leaving your real name, I'm sure you're okay with people saying, you know, Jody, not, you know, my name's, you know, Betsy, not real name in parentheses if you want. It's this is a very secure and safe, and it's going to be what you need to get help.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've been around for a while. We've been around for 41 years now, so we've been doing this a while.
Mm-hmm.
Although our name used to be something else, so if you are like, that's not true, you haven't been around 41 years, I've never heard this before.
Yeah,
we
really?
We used to be called the Four C's.
Yeah.
So a lot of people know us by the Four C's, Coordinating Council for Children in Crisis.
Okay.
We changed our name about seven or
eight. Yeah, maybe.
Seven-ish years ago, I would say, we changed our name. And, yeah, like Mary, like you were saying, we've got tons of programs, 11 different programs. We serve about 1,400 families a year.
And that's right now in down on the shoreline in New Haven County.
Mm-hmm.
That's really amazing. And, you know, you have all this stuff needs money, you know.
Right.
When we're giving people free services because these people don't have the money to pay for a psychotherapy session or grief counseling or just a class on learning how to be a better disciplinarian. And, you know, doing it the right way and following through, which is probably what my husband's listening and saying right now. It's because you don't follow through. You know, these are great programs that you're offering people free in their own houses because, you know what? Times are tough. Not everybody has a car or can pay for, you know, insurance and money for buses or any of those other things. So, you take the mountain to Muhammad.
Yeah, and all of our programs meet in the home at least once a week. Some of them even do three times a week. So,
and that's really a gift to people. Any of these programs is a gift to building a better family environment, and that's really what it's all boiling down to, no matter if it's addiction or grief counseling for loss, or if it's an intimate partner violence situation, no matter what it is, you know, we're not here to judge. We're just trying to figure out a solution, mm-hmm. because everybody deserves a good childhood. Everybody deserves good memories of their family. You know, everybody deserves the best possible life that they can have. And that shouldn't be stop because of financial reasons.
And so that's why we try to remove those barriers. And however we can get services to people, we want to do it.
And I think that's awesome, really. FamilyCT.org. That is the address. And if you want to call, it's 203-624-2600. And that's really, I can't express enough about get out there and show support. And the 8th annual Walk Against Domestic Violence. And again, that's happening on Saturday, October 13th, rain or shine. So if it's raining, just put on one of those cute...
A poncho.
Yeah, a poncho. You can get a 99 center. You can have some galoshes if you want. Or if it's cold, just throw on that cute scarf you know you have been dying to wear. So, and this is 285 Nickel Street in New Haven. You're going to have family activities for kids and... People of all ages are invited to the free event. Raffle is going to be happening. You've got a lot of great sponsors donating mm-hmm. prizes for your raffle
great,
as
great
well.
Prizes. Really the ones I'm most excited about is a night at Foxwoods with a $100 mm-hmm. dining credit.
Yes.
So.
Yep. So it's pretty good.
We got some good prizes.
I'm all about that. Now you're going to have music and refreshments. And if you make a $15 donation, you get a t-shirt too. And I really can't express, you got to get in on this Purple Purse Challenge. You guys are looking to raise money. And then there's little prizes every week that they can win if you guys donate to the Purple Purse Challenge. So we got to get this going. It's on crowdrise.com. I'm going to post the link at wrch.com. So for every $100 donated by a single donor to the website, you're going to get a raffle prize and you'll be entered to win the Purple Purse designed by tennis champion and Purple Purse ambassador Serena Williams. So that's really cool too. But even if you want to donate $5, $10, $2, every single bit counts.
Definitely. And all the money does go directly to our clients, to helping our clients.
So it goes back directly to services.
Yep.
Right.
So this is not getting lost in the shuffle
it's going straight back to the programs and the clients that we serve.
I love it so much. Jody Beloga and Katie Chesanek.
You did it.
I did it. Family-Centered Services of Connecticut. Show your support. Head on down to the walk Saturday, October 13th in New Haven. It's a really great cause. And like I said, the Crowd Rise for the Purple Purse Fundraising Challenge is going to be up in just a little bit. Let me get my type. I hunt and peck. So it's going to be a minute until I get it up. So check back at noon at WRCH.com and you'll find the website to find out about all the programs that they offer at Family-Centered Services of Connecticut. You can find out more about the walk that's happening on October 13th, and you will have the link to the Purple Purse Fundraising Challenge as well.
Yay!
You guys rock. Really great stuff happening, and I love all the programs, and it's great that you are shining a light on all of this that's happening. We have to remove the stigma and keep our families together
Absolutely.
And safe. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
you.
Us this morning on Spotlight on Light 100.5
Thank
WRCH.
You.